Hi, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Meditations Podcast. This is Myra, your host. And tonight, this is Sunday. It's been a while since I recorded, but I wanted to start again with some meditations because it seems like they apply to me, at least. So I don't know if maybe they may apply to you and your spiritual journey. And I'm going to be sharing with you the daily readings with St. John of the Cross. It's called The Night of Sense. And he says, there are three tests to ascertain whether dryness in prayer is the result of God's purgation or of our own sins. The first is when we find no comfort either in the things of God or in created things. For when God brings the soul into the dark night in order to wean it from sweetness and to purify its sensual desires, he does not allow it to find sweetness or comfort anywhere. The second is that the memory is ordinarily centered on God with painful anxiety and carefulness. The spirit becomes strong, more vigilant, and more careful lest there be any negligence in serving God. The third sign is an inability to meditate or make reflections and to excite the imagination as before, despite all the efforts we may make. For God now begins to communicate himself no longer through the channels of sense as formerly, but in pure spirit. Note, St. John of the Cross is often referred to as the doctor of the dark night. This is because, as John saw it, the path to God can only be a way of darkness. Nothing we see, nothing we feel, nothing we can imagine can put us into contact with his infinity. Faith demands that we allow God to purge our senses and go by a way that is dark to human knowledge. The nights of sense and spirit are both aspects of this refining process as God works on us at ever deeper and incomprehensible levels. So I will reflect on this because I think, if not I know, that I'm definitely in that dark night. But it's a good thing. Praise God. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us. Amen.